Genes of faith has different lineage. 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 14 to 18. Today's Bible verses come from the 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 14 to 18. Then he sent horses and chariots and a strong force there. They went by night and surrounded the city. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh, my lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, "O Lord, open his eyes so he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. As the enemy came down toward him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, "Strike these people with blindness." So he struck them with blindness, as Elisha had asked. There are three kinds of eyes for humans. The first ones are the physical eyes that see the objects, the other is the intellectual eyes, that understand the processes and the way things work. The next ones are the spiritual eyes, that look up to God. Because God is spirit, with our physical eyes or intellectual eyes, we are unable to get to know God and we are unable to get to know the mind and will of God. So David prayed like this, "Open my eyes, Lord, so that I may see your amazing works." The spiritual eyes that David longed to have and that he longed to open were not the physical eyes or intellectual eyes. But these were the spiritual eyes that look up to God. People of God have spiritual eyes that differ from the people of the world. The spiritual eyes are the eyes that have the genes of God's bloodline. In any circumstance, when we look up to God with spiritual eyes, we do not let go of our hopes. Having faith and not having faith have different genes originally. So the views that see the problems differ and the way to go about solving these problems differs. Firstly, spiritual eyes have spiritual genes. When things are seen from outside, they look the same, but when we look at the end results, things come out very differently. That's because the spiritual eyes genes are focused on power of God. In Jeju Island, horse riding is famous. Somebody who knows well about the horse riding has said this: "When we breed the horses that are from the bloodline of horse racing, and the horses that are normal, when these horses are young, they all look very similar. But the horses those are from the bloodline of horse racing, and are from horse racing champion bloodline in the world, the market price of the bay horse exceeds millions of dollars. I've been told that these kinds of horses cost more than 500 times than normal horses. The horse racing horses have blood that come from the winner spirit, even though they look the same when they are young, but as they grow the characteristics of the horse racing bloodline show up. Because they have the genes that won the horse racing for a few decades, the horse racing horses show up different characteristics as they grow older, their movements differ, their eye views change. That's because the DNAs and the blood differ." That's right. It is the same story with our faith. We are the children of God. We have different blood from the people of the world, and our genes differ from them. Normally we would not realize it easily, but we have different viewpoints to see problems, because we have the genes of God and we were born from the bloodline of faith. When we encounter the problems, firstly we see the power of God. In the Bible, have a look at the people that had genes of faith. Moses departed the Red Sea with faith. Those kinds of genes from Moses still flow through us in our blood, because we are the children of God. We need to know this. David in the Bible won over Goliath with a few stones only. These amazing genes from David are also found in the blood in the people of faith. Samson's unbelievable source of powder of Nazareth and the genes still flow in our blood. The blood of shields of Daniel in the lion's den still flows within our blood, because we are the children of God. Esther put her life at risk to protect her people. Those genes of great encouragement flow in our blood right now. We need to know this. You all are the children of God. Children of God have been paid for, to receive the new life with the blood of Jesus. In your spirit, the blood of Jesus flows through. That blood has genes. When we raise our kids, we get surprised. Because the children grow to be similar to be like their parents in their appearance, personality and intelligence. That's because they have the same genes. It is the same with faith. The saying that we are the children of God, as it is, means that we have the genes of God, that has the blood of Jesus. So the people of God need to know that our genes originally differ from the people of the world and we have a different kind of blood. Timothy's innocent conscience and true faith did not get shaped without any reason. These came out of the bloodline of faith. Grandma Lois and Mum Eunice passed on the bloodline of faith to Timothy and Paul has praised him for it. The bloodline of the household differs. When we see the people of a long generation Christians that have kept faith for a few generations. In our Bible passages of today, it shows that in the same circumstance, how different the bloodline of faith and bloodline of non-faith are. A person of faith, Elisha, had genes of faith and the eyes were focused on God straight away when problems were faced. But the servant looked at the circumstances and was in agony. He was in despair. Why was that so? Because the genes were different. There is no place where there is no problem, as we live in this world. There is no problem only in the graveyard. As Christians, as believers, we need to know that, in front of problems, we need to stand up and show our genes, that are like horse racing horses. When you look at the two sides, Elisha and the servant, what kind of genes do you think you have? Do you have genes of non-faith or genes of faith? I hope we all remember that we are people of God, that have the genes of faith like Elisha. People of faith have the genes of God. Firstly, let's look at the verse 16. When problems are faced, they look up to the power of God. Where did that strong will of Elisha come from? That's because he had the genes of children of God. He did not get scared of the problems. Fear is what we get as a result of not looking up to the power of God, when we look at our circumstances. We still do have problems, even if we live a perfect life of faith. Even for the people that live a life of faith, sometimes they get to have illness, they face failure and they also get to have pain. But in front of the same problems, people that have faith and that do not have faith, they have completely different ways to go about dealing with these problems. Because they have genes of God like horse racing horses. In the Bible passages, look at the Elisha and the servant. They were detained in Dothan. Even though they were in the same situation, the servant felt insecure, scared, fearful and felt weary. The servant looked at the situation with the physical eyes only. In front of the problems, he was faced with agony, depression and fear. On the other hand, Elisha looked at the power of God with the spiritual eyes. He was confident. We get to have a completely contrasting result depending on where we focus our eyes onto. When we are faced with problems, whether we look at the power of God or at the situation, it brings up a really different result. People of faith do not look at the situation when we get to face problems. But we take control of the situation and we look up to God. Not trying to solve the problems with our own strength and energy, but it is leaving it to God. Elisha was like that. Secondly, faith is seeing my own self from the viewpoint of God. When we look at the problems from my viewpoint, we may think that things look dark and we may feel depressed. But when we look at the problems from the viewpoint of God, we get to find out the perfect answers. Even though I cannot solve the problems, but we get to confess that God can solve these. Faith is seeing my own self with a viewpoint of God. Therefore, the people of faith do not easily give up or get depressed or worry at all in front of life's problems. Because we believe in the power of God that controls our situations. Elisha was like that. He shouted to servant of the man of God, "Do not be afraid. Doesn't God exist with us?" he asked. It does not mean that he did not have any problem, but even though there were problems, there was God, that solved problems at the end. It was his confession. The lives of Christians are not peaceful lives that do not have storms, but are peaceful lives that get to enjoy, even in the ups and downs of the storms. In our lives, we face little and big waves right in front of us continuously. People that only wait till the storms get quietened down cannot sail in the sea. We need to ride on the waves. It is the same with our lives. In this world, we do not know when we will get problems, agony and storms and when these will strike us. No one knows. We are unable to predict when these will come up to us, when these storms will destroy us and let us be all stricken. We do not know at all. So the peace that the Bible talks about is not the peace that does not have big waves, but it is a peace that can be enjoyed in storms. Its wave movement is so big, so it has ups and downs, but it is a peace that is enjoyed even in the waves. It is not a blessing that does not have problems, but it is a blessing that seeks the answers within the problems. That is the person of faith that has the gene of faith. When we are on the airplane, due to weather turbulences, we sometimes experience the airplane falling down quickly in the state of no gravity. And we sometimes get shaken a lot in the airplane. Once the airplane was shaken vigorously, and was falling down quickly towards the land, people started screaming and everything became chaos. But there was a young child and was laughing aloud at this. After a while, when the airplane was under the control, I've asked that child in wonder, "Were you not scared?" The plane was shaken so badly and was falling down so fast. No, it was fun, it was so cool. Right now, this plane is controlled by my dad. Because my dad is a famous pilot, the plane never will fall down. That's right. This is it. It was the complete trust for his dad. The reason this child could enjoy the peace when the plane was shaken and when everything went chaos was that he had the trust for his dad. He had a firm belief that this plane that his dad was controlling would never fall down. What is our faith? It is trust for God. What's the difference between the Christians and the people of the world? It's trust for God. Because of the faith that He will be with me, that He will protect me and that He will walk with me, allows us to enjoy peace even if we are in the world that has unbearable problems, where severe winds blow against us. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, hold on tightly to the line of faith about God. If we look at the winds, we may stumble over. If we look at the situation, we are unable to see hope. If we look at our situations, we do not have roads, no answers, and the every walls of where we are seem to be all blocked. In these kinds of circumstances, we could only confess that we are in an emergency situation and we may be depressed. This is the confession that can be made by the people with no faith, no genes of faith. But the confession of the people that have the bloodline of faith is different. We are open to any solution. In fact, all four walls are blocked but all sides are open. The land is blocked but the sky is open. We do not have hope but God has hope. It is the end of us but it is the beginning of God. We do not know the answer but God knows the answers. It is the confession of the faithful people. I hope all of us will be able to look up to the open sky with the open eyes like Elisha. Secondly, Elisha faced the problems with the prayer right away. Let's look at the verse 17. Firstly, when they prayed, servant's eyes were open. When he was praying, his eyes got opened, and looked at the angels that were on the horses and chariots on fire all around Elisha. The angels were safeguarding them, and the number of the angels exceeded more than the number of the surrounding troops of Aram. When he looked at that, in his mind, fear and despair went away and peace came along. The key to the problems was praying. The people that have the genes of God, when they face the problems, they firstly look up to God more than anything else. Like a little child that looks for mum, we get to look for God. Do you desire that your spiritual eyes will be opened? Then kneel down before God in prayer. hold on to the horns with the blood stain at the sacrificial place, and call upon the name of God. When they prayed, the eyes were open. When people prayed, storms were arisen and he made a way in Red Sea. In front of our problems, we should not show up the look of the servant that is depressed. Call upon the name of the Lord. Look up to God like Elisha, that is from the different bloodline and have different genes. That is kneeling down before God, and fighting against the enemies and facing the problems right away. God answered the prayer that Elisha had prayed. Let's read the verse 18. As the enemy came down toward him, Elisha prayed to the Lord. Strike these people with blindness. So he struck them with blindness, as Elisha had asked. When they prayed, he made the troops in Aram go blind. Gad made them open their eyes and also made them blind. What kind of God is our God? He is an amazing Father. He is a creator that made the world. When the car breaks down, if you go to the place that made that car, they can fix that car most perfectly. When a watch is broken down, if you take that broken watch to the place that made that watch, it will be fixed most perfectly. Then when our lives need to be fixed, where do we need to go? We need to go to God that made us. Have we got a broken home? Broken family? Broken body? Broken mind? Broken soil? Broken personality? Broken pathway in our lives? The answer is that we need to go back to God, that can fix our problems most perfectly. Just like what Elisha had said, as he prayed, Gad allowed the troops of Aram to open their eyes, and made them blind too. Let's look at verses 17 to 18. And Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes so he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. As the enemy came down toward him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, strike these people with blindness. So he struck them with blindness, as Elisha had asked. As written in the 1 Kings, chapter 2, God can make us alive and can make us dead, can make us be lifted up, and can make us go down so low. He can make us to live in poverty, and can also make us to be wealthy. The key to these lives situations are in God's hands. When the children of God ask for what they wish, He opens the door with this key. Thus, we need to pray to God for these two things. Firstly, pray so that God will open the pathways in front of you. God needs to open the door. In our lives, we cannot achieve things with our effort only. We cannot achieve things with decisions only. We need more than techniques and abilities. God needs to open doors for us. God needs to put good people around us and He needs to make us meet, at His good timing. The other thing is that we need to pray for our nets of our lives so these do not get torn. We need to pray for these so that God protects our nets. Sometimes our effort does not get appraisals. We sometimes work for nothing. At times we get illness, so that the dreams in our lives do not come into reality. At times we face obstacles and we sometimes fail. At times our pockets are torn and things leak from our pockets. So we should not only like catching fish. We need to work towards not losing the caught fish and also make sure that the nets do not get torn. It is important to give birth to children, but making sure that they grow well is more important. We need to pray to God that He will protect us from having illness, accidents and disasters. I pray that God will bless you, to guide your pathways and also open the doors of your lives. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, where do you look up to when you face the problems in your lives? People of God are the people that belong to the Spirit. I hope all of you look at the power of God with spiritual eyes like Elisha, because you all have the genes of God. You are the children of God. You have the genes of God, that have the blood of Jesus Christ. We have a different bloodline just like horse racing horses. When we are faced with problems, the strength of our faith gets revealed even more. That's because we do not look at the problems but we focus on God that solves our problems. Even though the four walls are closed, look up to the sky that is open. There, we get to see the answers for our lives. We get to experience the hands of God at work. I hope and pray that you will all confess that you are the children of God, just like the people that have the bloodline of faith. In front of the problems, you will all be victorious, in the name of Jesus. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.